You cited during your speech truth as the most important tenet of American conservatism. Why, therefore, did you call irrelevant the Israeli attack in 1967 on the USS Liberty, which left dozens of American servicemen dead and hundreds wounded?
Wow, that'll be...
So the problem with Turning Point USA is that they're not going to get away from the Israel question because the younger generation has turned on Israel, and including conservatives. And so they thought by getting rid of Charlie Kirk that they would be able to go full Zionism at TPUSA and this would all go away. Well, it's not going away because they're getting, this is what that happened just after AmFest. Listen to this.
Conservatives that question foreign aid to Israel get called anti-Semitic by some other conservatives. So am I anti-Semitic for questioning $38 billion sent in the last year while we have homeless American veterans on the streets in need of aid?
What's the premise of your own question?
I think there are some issues with Israel. I think AIPAC should register with FARA. I don't know how much collateral damage should be happening in Gaza, but there's a certain limit of how many innocent children and women that should not be dying.
Does not look good for the Zionist takeover of TPUSA. There is a Zionist takeover of TPUSA for sure. Doesn't look good for them. Because these questions aren't stopping because the younger generation finally got informed about Israel, just like I did. October 7th, I didn't know much about. I knew that Israel was an occupying force in Palestine. I had covered some of their atrocities. I didn't know anything about the founding of Israel. I didn't know about the Nakba. I didn't know about the Balfour Declaration. I didn't know about all the false flags they've done. I didn't know how involved they were in all the wars we've done. But now I am. Now I'm aware of all that. And so are they. And so they're getting even Ben Shapiro. So here is Ben Shapiro getting owned at TPUSA by a kid in the crowd talking about the USS Liberty. We had one of the survivors of that attack. Israel attacked the USS Liberty, which is a United States naval vessel. And they tried to blame it on Egypt. So that was a way to, and it didn't work, but here we go.
Speech, truth as the most important tenet of America. You cited during your speech truth as the most important tenet of American conservatism. Why, therefore, did you call irrelevant the Israeli attack in 1967 on the USS Liberty, which left dozens of American servicemen dead and hundreds wounded?
Wow, that'll be.
I mean, the crowd's going nuts. That's the real crowd. That's the crowd that Charlie cultivated. Ask questions. Never stop asking questions. And Charlie had turned on them. He brought people like Dave Smith, Tucker Carlson to tell the truth about what Israel's doing to TPUSA events. And Candace Owens. And of course, you can see up in the corner, I hijacked this video from my good friends over at Due Dissonance. Here we go.
So what I actually said is that if we're looking at modern Israeli-American relations, looking at an attack that happened mistakenly by multiple...
Now, the reason why I speed up Ben Shapiro is because he's slightly more sufferable at this speed, okay? So I apologize if it's too fast for some people, but I can't listen to him in real speed. I can't take it. So I have to speed him up. Here we go.
What I actually said is that if we're looking at modern Israeli-American relations, looking at an attack that happened mistakenly by multiple Navy reports, multiple Israeli reports, and available evidence, and using that attack in order to undermine today's relations between Israel and America, that's irrelevant.
So he's trying to pass it off as a mistake. It was an oopsie. It was a sustained attack. Again, it wasn't an oopsie. I'm going to show you that after this. But he's trying to paint it as that.
Relevant as it would be to cite a piece of evidence from World War II or from 1776 to define America's relations with, for example, Great Britain or Germany today. That does not mean that the attack wasn't horrible for the Americans involved, that it wasn't bloody and terrible. The Israeli government paid reparations to the people who were killed. If you look at the actual military record of what happened on the USS Liberty, it was clearly a mistaken and tragic attack. The people who frequently cite the USS Liberty, however, are not talking about the specifics of the USS Liberty. I suspect that the vast majority of people who bring this up are doing so in order to suggest that Israel deliberately attacked an American ship because Israel deliberately wants to harm America.
No, they didn't want to harm America. They wanted to drag America in and have them attack Egypt for them.
Generally with a larger point. I wonder if that's your point.
If the truth matters, then the Israeli government must be held accountable for that attack. The American flag was flying on that ship. You do not mistake an American ship for a foreign one when our flag is flying.
Can we spend the time talking about the specifics of the U.S.
By the way, the CIA director and the Joint Chiefs of Staff also contended that it was a deliberate strike, that it was not an accident. The idea that it is just like orthodoxy or just like widely, or the idea that it is like established consensus, rather, that it was an accident is not true. It's not true.
Okay.
Yes, they were flying a flag. And didn't the attack go on for like a couple hours straight?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a pretty sustained attack.
Yeah. And let me ask you, what's your take here, man? Because everybody was so tense during the Tucker thing. And he's got these rousing ovations.
Yeah, they love this. Maybe he's selling it. Yeah, maybe he's selling it.
Attack, or you can actually go look at the naval investigations that were done, multiple naval investigations that were done. The reality is that people were flying Mirage planes for the Israeli military at the time. The USS Liberty was sailing in an area where it had essentially gone off-grid. The Israeli military mistook it for an Egyptian ship. They thought it was shelling Al-Arish, which happened not to be true. In the initial attack, the American flag was knocked down, and then the attack went on for about 90 minutes. And then, as soon, you can hear this, by the way, on the tapes of the Israeli pilots talking to each other. As soon as they realize that it's an American ship, they call off the attack. They speed a ship to try and help the USS Liberty.
Yeah,
there have been multiple
hours.
Unfortunate friendly fire incidents between Allied forces, including, for example, in the Gulf War, where U.S. forces were responsible for killing about 9 British troops during the Gulf War. It's an unfortunate reality of war, but you're not answering my question, which is, what is your broader agenda in asking the question? Because I suspect that your question is not limited to your specific over an incident that happened in 1967.
I think we should question any foreign country's relationship with our government.
That's totally fine, but I'm just wondering why you
serve American interests.
Again, I'm perfectly fine with questioning any country's relationship with the United States. But again, I'm wondering what your motivation is in bringing up a 6-decade-old attack as though it is the number one issue in assessing the relationship between Israel and the United States today.
Again, just like in his speech, a lot of straw men, this kid didn't say it was the number one issue. This kid just thinks it's worth bringing up, as of course it is. The Liberty was a spy ship. Israel invaded the Golan Heights the very next day after the attack on the USS Liberty happened. So you talk about motive. Maybe they didn't want the United States getting wind of those plans. There's certainly motive. And I mean, the attack went on for a sustained period of time. It had an American flag flying over, even if it was a mistake. Doesn't that say something? Doesn't that say something about the relationship between the United States and Israel? And I don't think anybody really buys that it's a mistake. Let's go.
So no, nobody does buy. And that's there's Ben Shapiro again telling all of us what to think and feel. And it's not working. Nobody's listening to you anymore. And here's that kid who asked that question. He did a little selfie video after the TPUSA event. Listen to this.
Ben Shapiro lied. He said that the USS Liberty incident was an accident. Israel accidentally bombed the USS Liberty. Let's talk about it. The American flag was flying on that ship. When it got shot down the first time, they replaced it, signifying we are Americans, signaling the Israelis to stop their attack. They continued it anyways. On top of that, on the side of the ship, the name USS Liberty and the hull number were clearly delineated. There was no mistaking that that was an American ship. There was, we got stuff going on. There was it was a very clear day. There was perfect weather. You could tell from miles and miles away, it was an American ship. American flag, USS Liberty name, hull number on the side. They knew what it was. And they continue the barrage. The attack lasted for over 90 minutes. Over 90 minutes, they continued to shoot. American soldiers trying to survive the slaughter lowered down lifeboats into the water. What did the Israelis do? They shot them down.
Yep.
You know what that is called? A war crime. Seems like a common theme for the Israeli military nowadays. Kind of like this vibe we're walking through all these people. Yeah, it seems like they do that, whether it's the USS Liberty, whether it's innocent Palestinian women and children in Gaza. They keep bombing people. And I'm not okay with that. I don't think we should be okay with that as Americans. And there's nothing wrong with questioning that, criticizing them. That's my right as an American. Whether it's China, Russia, Israel, I don't care what it is. If you are hindering Americans, hurting Americans, harming our national reputation on the global stage, I am going to oppose that. I think this is pretty basic stuff, actually. I don't understand why Ben Shapiro gets so upset or... Actually, that's a lie. I know exactly why he gets so upset, because he is loyal to Israel. Okay. And you can rage about that if you want to, but it's just true, Ben. You are loyal to Israel. Don't tell me that you're not. You come at me and you're like, why are you asking that question? What's your real motive? What's in your heart, essentially? And we all know what he's insinuating. So I'd like to give a big shout out to Tucker Carlson going up there defending me. Hey, I'm an American. Like Tucker said, I'm an American. I can ask a question about a foreign government, especially when that foreign government took the lives of dozens of my countrymen and wounded hundreds more. So shout out to Tucker for defending me, man. That's pretty sick. Real full circle moment for me. To Ben, you want to know what my actual motive was? Why are you asking these questions? The reason I asked you that question is because I am America first, because I put American interests first. And what are American interests if it's not the lives of our servicemen and servicewomen, Ben? I mean, it's kind of getting ridiculous at this point. They rage and cry when you ask a question about Israel. Dude, this is the United States of America. I don't know what you expect. So, also shout out to Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, defended me publicly on Instagram. If you don't believe what I'm saying about the flag, about the the name USS Liberty and the hull number on the side of the ship about the lifeboats that were shot down in the water by Israel. Then go listen to Phil Turney, an actual survivor of the attack. So shout out to Phil Turney. You are a hero, brother. And I'm an American. I will stand up for my country no matter what. America first. And at this point, after.
I don't know if you can see this. All the
The Zionist.
We are a Zionist
generation.
Generation. We are the Zionist generation. As he walks by, how ironic is that?
At this point, after all the lies, the manipulation, the blackmail tactics, the bullying, Israel last.
Israel last.
Dude, I kind of like.
So here is a USS Liberty survivor, and he's going to debunk everything that Ben Shapiro says about it. Let's listen.
The USS Liberty incident is very frequently used by anti-Semites to suggest that Israel deliberately targets American ships and then pays no penalty.
Israel murdered 34 of my shipmates in cold blood. They wounded 174 others, including myself, and almost sunk our ship in a constant barrage of nothing but hell on earth.
And there have been multiple naval investigations of the USS Liberty incident.
It says there's been 5 official investigations into the USS Liberty. There's never been one. They're all liars. When you write Congress, be prepared to be lied to. In fact, I called my Congress or senator, but guess what? They're all taking money from AIPAC. AIPAC has got them under their thumb.
That there was a case of mistaken identity wherein USS Liberty was in the Mediterranean in a place they were not supposed to be. Israel thought that it was an Egyptian ship and shot it.
The USS Liberty was never a mistaken identity. It was a pre-planned, murderous, savage attack on innocent Americans doing their job for their country. And our country put a knife on our back and paid them billions for it. For murdering American sailors and Marines on the high seas, they got billions, and they're still getting billions from the United States of America because of it.
Who believes Ben Shapiro is speaking from an agenda-free, neutral position? Does anybody? Anything else is called lying to get what he wants instead. That's what this is. Oh, by the way, so at that TPUSA, watch this. So they were getting asked these questions all the time. So they bring on this fake Christian preacher. He's a real person, and he does the Christian thing, but he's a phony. And listen, so his name is Douglas Wilson, and he's about to tell you that the 34 Americans that were killed on the USS Liberty and the 171 injured aboard the USS Liberty, that they had it coming. You think I'm kidding? Watch this.
Little bonus round item. I mention it only because I believe it was brought up at this conference earlier. This bonus topic is the USS Liberty, attacked by Israeli planes in 1967, killing 34 Americans. I'm making no assertions here. All I am doing is noticing. All I'm doing is asking questions, you know, like Candace does, recklessly connecting dots. The Liberty was an intelligence-gathering ship, and LBJ was president. Israel was in the middle of a hot 1967 war. How confident are you personally that there was no American deep state in 67? How confident are you that we weren't playing both sides and feeding intel to Egypt? How confident are you that America can only be double-crossed and can never be the double-crosser? Your confidence in the essential goodness of the CIA is endearing.
So what he's setting up there is that it was the United States double-crossing Israel, and so Israel had a right to attack the U.S. What? That's what he's saying. Watch this.
I want to close by saying, and this is crucial, I want to close by saying that I believe that debates about foreign policy and America's relationship to Israel and what happened to the USS Liberty or anything like that are totally inbounds and inbounds at a conference like this.
But when it does come up, I'm going to blame the people on the boat for being murdered by Israel in a 90-minute sustained attack with U.S. flags flying, U.S. Liberty on the side of the boat, and their code numbers. So, and if you don't think LBJ was also a puppet of the Zionists, you're wrong. That's why he was allowed to be president. And that's why he didn't, because John F. Kennedy was going to make the APEC register as a foreign agent. They was going to become a foreign lobbying group that had to register, and they didn't want to do that. Also, he wanted to take away their nuclear program. Also, what was the other also? Oh, he wanted to get rid of the CIA, JFK. So everybody had a motive to kill him, and then LBJ did none of that. He's ramped up the Vietnam War. He didn't look into who really killed JFK because he knew. And he didn't do anything with Israel. He did everything for them. And he didn't stop their nuclear program, that's for sure. And here you get this pastor. I mean, how easy is it to get a pastor to, you know, catch him doing something wrong and then offer him a way out if he just reads off the card? Because that's what it seems like he's doing. They just became shepherds so they could have their way with the sheep anyway. So that is stunning. That is stunning. That is stunning. And I don't know what our friend Gary, what's his last name? Why am I blanking out? Is the comedian we saw at the...
Cannon.
Yeah, well, I don't know what Gary Cannon's doing there. He's gonna come out and insult the guy's jacket. Anyway, so that's the big problem for Turning Point. That's why they had to get rid of Charlie and take it over, because it's such a powerful political organization, and the Zionists can't afford to let it go. And they thought that they were gonna be able. It's not working. It's not working. This isn't gonna stop. Even at Megyn Kelly, when she's doing that stadium tour, people are asking Don Jr. questions about it and Donald Trump's kids. Hey, what about, why is your dad owned by Israel? Stuff like that. It's not ending. People are sick and tired of Israel controlling our politicians and our politics and our foreign policy. They're sick and tired of it. They're tired of being censored about it. They're tired of being called a bigot or an anti-Semite for questioning them. And, hate laws, Trump's instituting hate laws for anybody who criticizes Zionism or Israel. Hey, F you. You get to hate Israel. You get to hate Zionism. You get to hate Benjamin Netanyahu. You get to hate that your government's run by blackmailed PDF files. You get to hate all that stuff. And Donald Trump trying to control your thoughts makes him just as bad as the people he says he opposes. So, and if you'd like to hear my jokes about this, come see me January 11th in Hawaii, in Waikiki, February 20th in Lansing, Michigan, February 21st in Milwaukee. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets. You'll hear all my jokes about all this stuff. Come see me on tour January 11th in Waikiki, February 20th in Lansing, Michigan, February 21st in Milwaukee. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for tickets.